BBC News with David Austin. The United States has for the first time charged five foreign military officials with economic cyber espionage. From Washington, here's Barbara Plett-Usher.
U.S. justice and security officials said the hackers targeted industries such as nuclear power, metals, and solar products. They stole information and trade secrets that benefited Chinese competitors, including state-owned companies, sometimes at crucial times during trade disputes or negotiations between the U.S. and China. In the past, Chinese officials have responded to such allegations with demands for hard evidence. This is the first time the U.S. has levied criminal charges, citing specific actions on specific days.
China has reacted sharply to the move. The foreign ministry in Beijing urged the United States to rectify what it described as America's mistake in bringing the charges. A court in New York has convicted the Egyptian-born radical Islamist preacher Abu Hamza on terrorism charges. Abu Hamza, a firebrand preacher at a London mosque, was extradited from Britain to the United States nearly 2 years ago. Nick Bryant in New York has the details.
The real Abu Hamza, according to US prosecutors, was a man who dedicated his life to violent jihad, fighting, shooting, killing. He was the boss, a leader and recruiter of impressionable young men who were dispatched around the world to fight his battles. To Yemen, where he was accused of participating in the 1998 kidnapping of 16 Western tourists, which ended with the deaths of three Britons and an Australian. To rural Oregon, on the west coast of America, where he sent his most trusted henchmen to establish a jihadist training camp. To Afghanistan, to fight for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. The jury found him guilty on all 11 counts.
The United Nations says around 30 hostages captured in northern Mali by Tuareg separatists on Saturday have been released. The hostages were seized in the town of Kidal. Alex Duval-Smith in Bamako has the details.
A spokesman for the rebels told the BBC that the men, most of them civil servants, had been released as a humanitarian gesture. However, the National Movement for the Liberation of Azawad had faced international condemnation after they took the hostages on Saturday. In response to the hostage-taking, Mali's army has sent hundreds of reinforcements to Kidal, and Prime Minister Moussa Mara has threatened a return to war. The hostages, who are all Malians, are said to be in good health, but tired.
The head of Ukraine's National Security Council, Andrei Paruby, has described Vladimir Putin's order for the withdrawal of Russian troops from the border as a stunt to mislead the international community. The White House and NATO have said they've seen no evidence of a withdrawal of Russian troops from areas bordering East Ukraine. The Kremlin issued a brief statement earlier on Monday to say that President Putin had ordered Russian troops deployed on the border back to their bases. World News from the BBC. Some news just in. The US Justice Department has charged the bank Credit Suisse with conspiring to willfully help Americans evade taxes. The bank is expected to plead guilty to the charges at a hearing in Virginia shortly. The head of special forces in Libya's second city, Benghazi, has said he supports an anti-Islamist operation going on in the city. Rana Jawad reports from Tripoli.
In a televised statement, the head of Benghazi Special Forces, Wanis Abu Hamada, says he supports Operation Dignity in his city. He added that his men have been fighting for a year and a half against terrorism. This operation has been led by a retired general, Khalifa Haftar, whose forces launched an air and ground assault against Islamist militias in Benghazi on Friday. The move was condemned by the Libyan government because they didn't authorize it, saying it amounted to an attempted coup.
The government has also proposed a recess in a bid to stave off dissent into renewed civil war. Bosnia says 500,000 people have left or have been evacuated from their homes because of flooding. The country's foreign minister said it was the biggest exodus since the wars of the 1990s. A quarter of the population is without clean water, and 100,000 homes have been hit either by flooding or by landslides. Hundreds of thousands of people have been affected in neighbouring Serbia and Croatia. More than 40 people have died, but it's feared that that figure will rise. Coordinated police raids in Europe and the Americas have led to the arrest of almost 100 suspects linked to the malicious computer program known as Black Shades. The European crime agencies said most of the raids were in Europe, including Britain, France and Germany, with others in Canada, Chile and the United States. Some 500,000 computers have been infected with Black Shades. It allows users to secretly encrypt a computer's data, which is only released on payment of a ransom. BBC News.